Among the intended targets of the foiled plot were the U.S. military base in Ramstein and Frankfurt International Airport. Officials are suggesting that Germany, like Britain, may have become a target for sophisticated homegrown terrorism. Christian Wernicke, U.S. correspondent for the Süddeutsche Zeitung, notes that the German Marshall Fund released a survey last week showing a sharp increase in the number of Germans who now fear international terrorism.
I think Germans are becoming more and more aware that they believe that by staying out of Iraq, you can stay away from the danger of being attacked, that this is an illusion. There is a growing concern about international threats and certainly about Islamic fundamentalism.
The German federal prosecutor in the case said the two German converts to Islam, now in custody, had trained in terrorist camps in Pakistan. One of the suspects, Fritz Gelowitz, was at a training camp of the Islamic Jihad Union, a terrorist splinter group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Christian Wernicke says he thinks the German authorities are likely to reconsider some of the current security procedures.
So far, German law is not saying that it is a German crime, according to German federal law, to go to one of these camps, and that probably will change. I would predict that this will turn into a crime rather soon, and rightly so. There are discussions about what rights the government should have in finding out about people who have these kind of terrible plans.
Kyrgyz journalist Alisher Hamidov, who is a PhD candidate at Johns Hopkins University's School for Advanced International Studies, has been following the Islamic Jihad Union since 2004.
We know that this group originated in Uzbekistan, and according to some experts, this group has splintered from a more famous group known as the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan. We also know that this group has maintained ties with transnational jihadi movements that operate in Afghanistan as well as elsewhere in the region. We know that the borders between Afghanistan and Pakistan are very porous, so travel as well as communication among various people representing different groups is very possible.
Christian Wernicke observes that last week's developments have increased concern about what is going on in German mosques, and that in turn has a definite impact on Germany's large Turkish minority. Cem Dalaman, editor-in-chief of Radio Multikulti in Berlin, says there are nearly 3 million people of Turkish origin in Germany, and 900,000 of them are German citizens.
And this community has been seen a long time as a hard-working and religiously moderated group, but extremism is starting to take root among them. And now, this is the second time German Turks are under suspicion. Last summer, the police briefly arrested a number of German Turks for planning to bomb a pop concert. Now, in the case of Adem Yilmaz, the guy who was arrested last week with the two German converts, he was born in Turkey, but grew up and lived in Germany for many years with his parents. People are mostly in shock. No one imagined that it would go this far in their own community. They and the leader of the Turkish lobby in Germany give a distance to Adem Yilmaz and condemn any kind of terrorist behavior.
On the other hand, Cem Dalaman explains, many Germans fear what he calls an enemy within, a parallel society that threatens their Germanness.
Ever since the discovery of the Hamburg-based terrorist cell at the heart of the September 11 attacks, and especially now after the last week, there is a growing fear about an Islamist wave sweeping across Germany, seeking to Islamize its Muslim minorities and Turkish minorities. In contrast to the United States, Germany never saw itself as an immigration country or a melting pot of minorities or cultures. And this discussion is very new to Germany.
But for most Germans, Christian Wernicke says, the really sensational element in last week's foiled plot was that an ethnic German with the first name of Fritz could turn into a potential terrorist.
Of course, it just shows that Germany is not isolated from all these trends in the world. But at the end, it is a challenge for most Western countries how to preserve Western values and Western freedoms in dealing with these kinds of threats and challenges.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.